With himself, Reacher said. And that's the toughest kind of argument to have. Lane paced, but his hands stopped moving. It was like he had been hit with a new consideration. Reacher had been expecting it. Here it comes, he thought.
Maybe you're right, Lane said. Maybe it isn't three guys.
Reacher said nothing.
Maybe it's four guys.
And maybe you're the fourth guy. Maybe that's why you were in that coffee shop the first night. You were watching your buddy's back, making sure he got away okay.
Reacher said nothing.
It was you who elected to watch the front door this morning, because you knew nothing would happen there. You should have watched the car. You should have been on 6th Avenue, not Spring Street, and you knew they were going to ask for $5 million more. You're one of them, aren't you?
Silence in the room.
Two questions, Reacher said. Why would I have gone back to the coffee shop the second night? Nothing was happening the second night. And if I was a bad guy, why would I have told Gregory I had seen anything at all? Because you wanted to worm your way inside where you could steer us wrong. You knew I would send someone out to look for witnesses. That was obvious. And you were right there, like a spider waiting for a fly.
Lane glanced around the room. Reacher followed his gaze. A quiet, desperate atmosphere, subdued menace. 6 Special Forces veterans all looking back at him, all as hard as nails, all full of hostility toward the stranger, and all full of any fighting soldier's suspicion of an MP. He checked their faces, 1 through 6. Then he looked down at Kate Lane's photograph.
Pity, he said. Your wife is a beautiful woman, Mr. Lane, and your daughter is a lovely kid. And if you want to get them back, then I'm all you've got. Because, like I said, these guys here can start a war, but they're not investigators. They can't find what you're looking for. I know guys like these. Guys like these, they couldn't find their own assholes if I gave them a mirror on a stick. Nobody spoke. You know where I live? Reacher asked.
I could find out, Lane said.
You couldn't, because I don't really live anywhere. I move around, here, there, and everywhere. So if I choose to walk out of here today, you'll never see me again the whole rest of your life. You can count on that.
Lane didn't answer.
And therefore, Kate, you'll never see her again either. You can count on that, too.
You wouldn't get out of here alive, Lane said.
Not unless I chose to let you.
Reacher shook his head.
You won't use firearms in here. Not inside the Dakota building. I'm sure that would break the terms of your co-op lease. And I'm not worried about hand-to-hand combat. Not against little guys like these. You remember how it was back in the service, don't you? Your guys stepped out of line. Who did you call?
The 110th Special Unit, that's who. Hard men need harder cops. I was one of those cops, and I'm willing to be one again. Against all of you at once, if you like.
Nobody spoke. I'm not here to steer you wrong. If I wanted to steer you wrong, I'd have given you descriptions of 2 fantasy guys this morning. Short, tall, fat, thin, whatever. Eskimos in fur hats, Africans in full tribal dress. I'd have had you chasing shadows all over the place, but I didn't. I came back here and told you I'm sorry that actually I'm not steering you any place yet, because I am sorry about that. Really, I'm sorry about the whole damn thing.
Nobody spoke.
But you need to hang with it, Reacher said. We all do. Things like this are never easy.
The room stayed quiet. Then Lane exhaled. He nodded.
I apologize. Most sincerely. Please forgive me. It's the stress.
Reacher said, no offense taken.
Lane said, $1 million to fan my wife.
For me? Reacher said.
As a fee.
That's some raise. It was $25,000 a few hours ago. The situation is more serious now than it was a few hours ago.
Reacher said nothing.
Will you accept?
We'll talk about a fee afterward, Reacher said, if I succeed.
If?
I'm way behind the curve here. Success depends on how much longer we can keep this thing going.
Will they call back again?
Yes, I think they will.
Why did you mention Africans?
When?
Just now.
You said Africans in full tribal dress, as an example of a fantasy description.
It was an example, like you said.
What do you know about Africa?
It's a large continent south of Europe. I've never been there.
What do we do next?
We think, Reacher said. Lane went to his office and five men went out for breakfast. Reacher stayed in the living room. Gregory stayed in there with him. They sat across from each other on a pair of low sofas. Between the sofas was a coffee table. The coffee table was topped with French polished mahogany. The sofas were covered with flowery chintz. There were velvet throw pillows. The whole room seemed ludicrously over-decorated and over-styled and over-civilized, given the issues at hand. And it was totally dominated by the portrait of Kate Lane. Her eyes were everywhere.
Can you get it back? Gregory asked.
I don't know. Usually this kind of a thing doesn't end happily. Kidnapping is a brutal business. Usually it's the exact same thing as homicide, just delayed a little.
That's pretty defeatist.
No, it's realistic.
Any chance at all?
Maybe some, if we're only halfway through. Probably none if we're near the end. I don't have any traction yet. And any kidnap, the end game is always the hardest part.
Think they were really in the building when I dropped the keys?
It's possible, and it would make sense. Why wait outside when they could wait inside?
Okay, Gregory said. So how about this? That's their base. That's where they are, not upstate.
Where are the cars?
In parking garages all around the city.
Why the five-hour delays?
To create a false impression.
It would be one hell of a double bluff.
They let us right there, gave us the exact address.
But it's conceivable.
Reacher shrugged.
Not very. But stranger things have happened, I guess. So go call those numbers, find out what you can. If possible, aim to have someone meet us with a key. But not right there on the corner of Thompson, out of sight, just in case.
When?
Now. We need to be back here before the next ransom demand.
Reacher left Gregory working with his cell phone on the sofa and wandered back through the kitchen to Lane's office. Lane was at his desk, but he wasn't doing anything productive, just swinging his chair back and forth through a tiny arc and staring at the twin photographs in front of him. His two wives, one lost, maybe both lost.